Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay isn't your normal radio show. It's extraordinary, fun, educational, and inspiring. International business consultant Lisa Kay's unbridled curiosity and appetite for learning takes the value of personal and professional education to a new level. Combine a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand the unknown, and you have a recipe for a unique talent. Lisa Kay lives every day inspiring individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. Her uncanny ability to ask the right question at the right time has helped her develop an international business consulting practice, launch a profound radio show in which she gets some of the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story, all while being a fantastic mother and mentor. Get ready for empowered success and to live the life you've always dreamed about. Now, here's your host, Lisa Kay.
Hey everyone, I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a wealth transformation. Each Tuesday on Success and Empowerment Radio, we'll have some of the wealthiest coaches, speakers, and authors educating, empowering, and inspiring your wealth consciousness. My special guest today is venture capitalist and business success coach Bill Walsh. We'll be discussing how to create greater success in today's challenging economy. Bill Walsh is the CEO and founder of business coaching venture capital firm Power Team International, Rainmaker Summit, and Wynn University. He delivers a message of transformation and practical applications through life stories that empower people to understand specifically what it takes to build successful companies and successful lives. As accomplished author, speaker, radio personality, and TV movie celebrity, Bill has the background to connect instantly with the audience by sharing the mindset, methods, and systems required to achieve a win-win success both personally and professionally, even in the current economy. Bill has personally coached thousands of people to become more successful in their business and personal life over the past 20 years. Now Bill is excited about traveling around the world, inspiring and educating and motivating people to live exceptional lives. Bill says in order to live up to one's full potential, one must learn how to tap into his or her own inner strength. Bill Walsh has the rare ability to bring people that crucial message through engaging real-life stories that all listeners can relate to. Bill instantly creates a deep emotional connection with his audience, a critical element that allows his audience to be more fully appreciative and more effectively implement the life experiences that Bill will share. Bill has experienced so much success in his own life, and now he's helping others apply these principles to create success in their lives. Let's welcome Bill Walsh to Success and Empowerment Radio. Hey, Bill.
Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me today.
Gosh, thanks for all those nice words. I better just send you a check for all those nice words.
I would love it if you would start out by telling us your story and share with us where you came from and how you got to the level of success you're at today. Are you there?
At least, you know, I'm here and I'd love to do that. Obviously, I'm born and raised right in Chicago. If you're familiar with the story of Donald Trump, where he started with like $200 million, you can probably relate to my story because I did not. We didn't have a whole lot of money. We literally, we moved a few times as a kid. I didn't know why we were moving, but I realized as I got older, it was because we didn't have enough money to keep paying the rent. And I think as someone that, you know, that goes from that to then building, you know, multi-million dollar companies, I think you realize where you come from and what it takes to get there. So I was born in the South Side of Chicago, went to a great high school, went on to a school called Loyola University, became a trader, and then from trading to real estate to startups. It's been most of my career for the last 20 years has been helping companies define their market space, create massive success, build momentum, help them get out there, whether it's through raising capital or joint ventures or marketing their business. But it was always somebody else's brand. And along the way, obviously, now I have three of the most amazing kids on the planet. You know, my kids are 20, 19, and 14. But for most of that path, it was always working for other brands. And then in the year 2000, we launched our own program and launched our own product called Successfolio, which was a business in a box, where we would give people a turnkey system to get their business online, put together a business plan, and get super organized. And my partners at that time were two great companies. One was called GoDaddy, and the other was called Franklin Covey. And we launched that product globally with an organization called The Learning Annex. And before you knew it, we were marketing products and services in like 30 countries within 2 years. And then by the year 2005, we launched a course called the Rainmaker Summit, which is an intensive 2.5-day business program designed to help entrepreneurs take their life and business to a whole different level. At that time, it was in a couple times a year. Now it's 16 times a year all over the world. And then in 07, we launched our venture fund to begin funding these companies that came through our courses. 08 launched private masterminds. And today I'm really blessed, Lisa, to say that I do get to speak all over the world. I mean, I've just come from an around the world trip. I did London, Italy, Sydney, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, Tokyo, and then back to Chicago. And I've done that 3 times in a year where I've been around the world now, which is really quite amazing. But I've been really fortunate to bring a message of hope, inspiration, passion, success, and specifically what it takes to win in business. Not just about feeling good, but about the real, you know, the real nuts and bolts that it takes to build a successful brand and really go out there and serve lots of customers. You know, so that really is my story. I'm forever a student, so I'm always attending courses and programs, looking at new ways to learn and new ideas. And, you know, right now I'm really just integrated and really just diving into the entire space of mobile applications and how we can begin to do more business globally, mobily, right? And if you're not doing it, it's kind of like, what's holding you back? So it's really getting educated. And once again, you know, Wayne Gretzky talked about this. He never focused on where the puck was at. He always focused on where the puck was going. And I believe it's the same in business, right? If you want to become super wealthy, figure out where everyone's going and get there first.
You know, you actually, the story that you share and the message that you have and the tools that you teach, they're obviously very valuable skills that anybody from any country could benefit from. One of the things that you just mentioned is that you love being a student. Who've been some of your greatest mentors along the way?
Well, you know, the first great mentor I ever had, of course, was my dad. You know, and what he instilled in me was a very specific work ethic, which was get up early, go to bed late, do what it takes to become successful in your space. You know, really be a specialist. He was an electrician, but he was a great electrician, right? So whatever it is you're going to do, be a specialist and really get honed in on what it takes to win. And also as a kid, I got to race BMX bikes for a group called Factory Schwinn. It's funny now that they're in the Olympics. In the last Olympics, we were actually part of the team that sponsored a rider from the U.S. that rode for the U.S. Olympic team. So it's pretty cool how it comes full circle. But I was also very fortunate as a young adult, you know, being, you know, 10 to 12 to 15 years old, that I got to be around people that had every weekend off. They could afford to either fly in a private jet or be at events every weekend with their kids to watch them race bikes. And what I realized was that the most valuable time you'll ever have in your life is the valuable or the quality time that you spend with quality people. And it was neat that I learned that at a young age, and I was fortunate to meet some really good people that gave me some insight that are still my friends 30 years later. And they said, you know, whatever you do, there's two things you'll have to do. Number one, you'll have to become an entrepreneur. You're going to have to own a business. You're going to have to figure out a way to build something that you can get paid while you sleep. And he said, number two is that you better be passionate about what you do or it's never going to work. You know, and of course, I'm a huge student of Napoleon Hill. I've had great mentors in my life still today that I talk to on a regular basis, like my good friend Mark Victor Hansen that wrote book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Brian Tracy, one of the top leading authorities in the world, Dallas Mastery, but so many others that it's not like there's one person or one group, but it's really about engaging Lisa in conversation all the time with some really brilliant people that are on the cutting edge of making the world a better place. So the students that I spend time with, I mean, I was with the Dalai Lama just less than a month, 2 months ago here in Chicago. And so it's easy to understand there's certain people that get to the level, and that energy is really what resonates to me, is that how do I spend time and give back value to those individuals to become and stay what I call that really good student.
You know, you talked about in the beginning that while you didn't grow up like Donald Trump, you came from very humble beginnings. But, you know, you actually had a father in your life who had a successful career. And for people who maybe don't have one of their parents or don't have the advantages that even you had, I think one of the things that we're talking about, you know, having a mentor, you can have access to a mentor, whether it's a teacher at school or whether it's a neighbor. Or, I mean, there's so many different ways so that if people are struggling with, you know, a lot of challenges and a lot of adversity in their childhood, even gravitating and creating a relationship with anybody who can act as a mentor to success is extremely valuable. What are some of the major challenges that you had to overcome, maybe, you know, in your childhood or in college that you can look at as, you know, that you were actually able to turn those into opportunities?
Well, I think one of the greatest was, of course, when I decided to go to college, right, is that if I was going to college, I had to get a job because we didn't have the money to pay for school. You know, they didn't make enough money so that I could afford to go to a university. And so one of the first things I did was get a job. And within the first couple months of my job, I got offered to go to New York and spend some time with someone that was really gifted in the trading industry. And I got to go spend a couple months and live with this individual. And the funny thing is, had I never been able to do that, you know, I might not have met all the people that I met along the way in the journey. And so often, if you're listening today, it's that through the greatest challenges in your life, you're going to find by far, and I mean exponentially by far, some of the greatest opportunities in your life. You know, so for me, so today when I see challenges, I really see the challenges as an opportunity to grow and figure out, you know, what am I going to learn from this and how can I become better positioned where it's not that the challenge shows up, but it's how do you react to the challenge? And one of the things I learned back then when I was just 17 or 18 years old was that, you know, it's not about the situation you're in. It's about that never react with emotion, create the emotion. And once you start to realize that you come from a bank of unbelievable, unlimited power and the universe yields to your belief system, it is incredible how many things you can accomplish in a day in and day out basis because you realize that you're positioned for all that growth. You know, but other challenges I had is that, I mean, let's face it, I've been broke and I've been wealthy, and I can promise you broke sucks, right? I mean, I went through a divorce. That was never fun. And I take the blame, right? One of the things that I'll share with all of my students, anybody I talk to, is that always take ownership. And not just some of the ownership, take 100% ownership on your failures or your success. Mm-hmm. Because through that, right, it's going to build a much better you. You know, and I realize that anything that you're going to do, give it everything you got. You know, and the fortunate part of that is that even though those were big challenges, it's incredible how many massive opportunities came out of the fact that one of the key factors I learned is that flexibility is power. Right. So be flexible in those spaces. When people are telling you this, just be flexible and say, listen, I'm open, right, to whatever someone shares, and just say thank you. Because no matter what they're saying, it's coming from somewhere, and they can give you some insight and some wisdom of things that you can't see. Because so often as I meet people, Lisa, and they're so busy being in the picture, they can't see the picture. So what I've learned is always help someone step outside the picture, right? Take a really good look at the overall plan and then figure out what are the next steps to get there. And that's what I've always asked, you know, so I work with John Assaroff and lots of cool people, and I always ask them those questions about what does it take, what's going to look like when it's even better.
Thank you. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject of expanding your success consciousness. And Bill Walsh will talk about how to create a vision of wealth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. My guest today is Bill Walsh, who is talking about expanding your success consciousness. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Bill Walsh. Could you give our listeners your contact information, your website maybe, Bill?
Oh, sure, absolutely. If you're looking to have me speak at one of your events, just go to Bill Walsh. That's BillWalsh360.com. But if you'd like to get some great free stuff, ebooks and downloads and videos about launching, growing, or building a business, just go to our corporate site, which is the letter I, and then Power Team, that's ipowerteam.com. And as you know, our company is Power Team International. So if you go to ipowerteam.com, you can get lots of great free stuff, books, DVDs, audios, all kinds of cool downloads about launching and growing a business. Thanks for the plug.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the questions I like to ask, and I'm sure you've asked people before the same question, how do you define success?
I define success with some really clear markers, and it's not always about the money, because I know a lot of people say, because we live in a social proof that says how much money do you have, right?
Yep.
You know, and people think that that's really what success is really about. The way that I would define success a number of ways is that I look to realize is that, have you truly helped your customers? In other words, have your customers been more successful because you've been a part of their life, right? So when it comes to business success, take it one step beyond you and say, have your customers become even more successful or happy, or have you raised the bar for them at a level so that they just, you've made a big difference in their life? When it comes to success in life, it comes to a number of areas, and I call these core areas, or we have a program called Life Score that looks and says, have you really managed these areas well enough that you can have what I call balance in your life? And so a big part of that is quality time with quality people. Just review the last 7 days of your life and ask yourself, how much quality time do you spend with truly quality people? You know, and that's a great way to look and say, are you really doing things right so that you can buy back your time? And I look at these in markers and saying, of your income, how much is passive or residual income? You know, how much you're really giving back to invest in your personal development? How much you're really giving back to fund charities, start charities, or create what I call legacy foundations? You know, are these things that you're actively doing? And then, of course, are you really investing in your health? You know, are you truly giving back to make a difference, to make other people's lives even better? So I know it's a long answer for success, but success in business is, tell me about the success your customers are having. Success in personal life, I look at, are you truly spending quality time with quality people? Are you working on a plan that generates some sort of residual income and something that you're doing, something passively, that allows you to reinvest what I call the thing they call money, which is strictly energy, but are you able to put energy back in to invest in personal development, invest in your health and wellness, create charities, give back, support things, so that you really know at the end of the day while you're here, did you really make a difference on the planet?
Well, I think especially in today's economy, I know that there's a lot of people struggling either with business transitions or struggling financially. And so I think that one of the messages that I would like to help have you help me share is the fact that as people are struggling through this economy, whether it's financially or they're going through a business transition, that you can still actually find success, and that you can look at maybe if your finances aren't where they're normally at, that there's still success in going through a business transition, and it's all a matter of how you look at it. One of the things you mentioned earlier is don't get caught up in your emotions, but create your emotions. And how do you use creating your emotions and getting focused to look at your life differently based on what's going on in the economy and financially today?
Well, first of all, what I want everyone to realize is that when you change, your environment changes, right?
Exactly.
So what happens for most of us is that we're living in a world of always reaction, 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 instead of living in a world where you are the one that creates all the reactions, right? So become the buzz, become the energy, become the presence, right, that you wish to see in the world. Well, that doesn't just show up, right? Everybody thinks that they got to get some more motivational tapes or go to a motivational class. See, I believe if you motivate a bunch of idiots, what do you have?
A bunch of motivated idiots.
You got a bunch of motivated idiots. They're all jumping around, but where are they really going? They're going nowhere. So what
right.
I say is take an inventory. Take an inventory of, in real estate, have you ever heard the saying that what are the three keys to success in real estate? Do you know what the three keys to success in real estate are?
Have you heard? I've always heard location, location, location.
Exactly. That's the right answer. Location, location, location. Well, the funny thing, it's the same in life, right? But location, location, location is this. Tell me where have you been. Tell me where are you at right now. And more importantly, tell me where are you going, right? And when you can really take an inventory of that, it's the same reason when you drive a car why the windshield is so big and the rearview mirror is so small, is that you don't drive your life, you don't spend your life driving the car looking in the rearview mirror. And even if you're sitting there present, you can look out all the windows, but that's only if you're sitting still. But once you get moving, right, you laser focused on the windshield and where it's going. Not to say you don't have the mirrors to look back and make sure you're in alignment with where you've been and where you're going, but it all goes back to location, location, location. So don't allow the news, because the news is always the same. It's always murders, robberies, and rapes. It's designed to keep people in such a state of fear and panic that they're never comfortable in stepping outside that comfort zone to truly go find what I call their vision. You know, if you look at Steve Wynn, who's legally blind, The one thing he does have, he has great vision. You know, I sat this weekend and I watched the air show in Chicago, and I watched jets fly over us at 500, 600 miles an hour. I watched jets do amazing things that 100 years ago, people would have told you were nuts, that nobody can ever fly in a plane like that. But if you look at where technology is going today and where the markets are going today, you've got a fruit that is now the largest market cap in the world, over $600 billion, called Apple, that just 30 years ago was, for the most part, a defunct company. But location, location, location is realizing that build such a powerful vision that that vision, Lisa, will begin to pull you into become your greatest you.
Well, and it sounds like you're probably describing your vision of wealth. What is your vision of wealth that you describe?
Well, we do vision of wealth. We have a program called Vision to Wealth, right? And that's Vision to Wealth program that we teach people to really step outside their comfort zone, figure out where they're going, and then, hey, listen, build a two-year plan to get there. You know, I just don't believe in getting rich quick. I believe that almost all of these get-rich-quick programs become what are called get-broke-faster. What I do believe is that build a real business, serve lots of great customers, go out of your way to make a difference for people, right? I mean, there's a secret sauce, and it tells you in the Bible, it says, if you want to become wealthy, there's only two words you have to learn. Can you imagine that? In the Bible, it tells you if you want to, and I don't know if you're religious or not, whatever, that's all good. Whether you believe in this or believe in that, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, the Bible, and it's been around for a long time, it says, if you want to become wealthy, there's two words you have to learn. And I recommend that every entrepreneur wake up every day and ask themselves, how can I do this even better? Not how can I do this, but how can I do this one idea even better? And in the Bible, at least, it says serve others. And when you begin to wake up every day, those are the two words. To become successful, become wealthy. It says serve. It doesn't say serve yourself. It says serve others. And so when you ask yourself every day, what am I doing today to do an even better job of serving others?
Well, and the other thing, too, is you have to make sure that when you're serving others, you're doing something that you're passionate about. And so what do you think is the key to unlocking your passion?
Well, it's part of unlocking your passion. Here's the funny thing is that we all have amazing, great passions, right? So it's not just your passion, because you can say, well, Bill, I'm just really passionate about moving sand around at the beach, right? You can say, I'm really passionate about raking leaves. Well,
right.
That's not going to help me become wealthy. So the two parts of the equation is, number one, yes, be passionate about something, right, and figure out what you're great at that you probably would do for free. But the second part has to be is that, is there a market opportunity for what you are truly passionate about? Because if there's not, you're not going to attract money, right, that comes with serving others into your life.
Well, and the more people that you can serve, so serving others, serving vast numbers of people, I think that's a real big key to wealth and success as well. The more people
Absolutely
that you can serve,
is.
The more valuable you become.
Well, for sure. I mean, if you think about it, it's what John F. Kennedy said. It's what Martin Luther King said. It's what all these guys have said, right? Serve others. Don't ask
right.
what the country can do for you. Ask for what you can do for the country. It doesn't say about how you can serve one person. It says, how can you serve the country?
Right.
Now the neat part about it is today is that we live in a global marketplace.
Right.
How can you serve the world with your brilliance and your magic? One of the things we do at Rainmaker is we teach you how to write your book, how to write a book in 4 weeks and get published. Right. The reason is that if you're not bringing your passion to marketplace, you're not just cheating yourself. You're cheating potentially millions of customers that can learn from your brilliance. And whatever
Absolutely.
Your niche is, whether gardening or cooking, whatever it is.
Absolutely. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. Speaking of books, when we come back, Bill Walsh will talk to us about his new book, The Obvious, Untold Secrets to Create Global Success. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't shine no more.
And so the songs are way down low.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Gratitude asks Sacred Space, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude Journal, and our Bungee Bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I have success coach Bill Walsh here talking about his new book, The Obvious. Let's start out, Bill, by talking about the 12 universal laws of business success that you describe in your book and where the inspiration for this book came from, because I think I know, share with me where the inspiration of this book came from.
The inspiration was really very clear in the fact that I looked at all these other projects, and certainly the movie The Secret,
yep.
which was the fact
mm-hmm.
that you could just dream about it, it was going to show up. And I do believe that we live in a world with laws of attraction, and that is a great place to start, right? But then
yep.
once you attract it into your life, then what are you going to do about it, right? So the obvious was that it's a simple process that, you know, G-O-Y-A, that stands for get off your assets, right, that you actually have to get up and do the work. And so really these laws were a lot of the principles that I've lived by to work with companies as a consultant and to help other people, you know, build successful brands and build successful companies.
Well, I think that, I totally agree that even though The Secret was a phenomenal success, I think it did a huge disservice to people. Another thing that I think is a huge misnomer for people is that you can create a great brand and a great company on your own. Because I can go through lots of examples, Microsoft, Apple, Google. None of them were created by an individual person. They were all done with a team. And so, let's talk about the importance of creating a great team, and what is your perspective on that?
My perspective is that to build a great company, it always starts with a great leader, and a leader attracts the team. I would much prefer to invest in a company that has a great leader and the team will show up than having a bunch of superstars without a great leader. I mean, in basketball, if you follow basketball at all, and of course in Chicago, we follow lots of basketball here. You know, for many years we had great players here, right? We had amazing players here, and they never won a championship. They barely made the playoffs. And this guy named Phil Jackson came to Chicago, and he realized that to win in basketball, it requires a team effort. And then he surrounded the team, right, with really the processes that are required to win. And if you look at another basketball great was John Wooden, who literally was probably one of the winningest coaches of all times, but to be able to win 10 NCAA championships out of like 12 years is almost completely impossible. But, and it was different players. But what he did do the same thing is that his process and his system, they trusted so much, and that's why they built great winners. And so it's not always just the team that you surround yourself with, it's the leader that elevates the team that they're given or that you attract. Even in football, Vince Lombardi, I mean, he would come out each year and say, hey, guys, this is a football. And that's how he started. And it's like, these guys all know that's a football. It doesn't matter. It's to realize that you have to have respect and ownership for the space that you're in. And that's what a great leader does. To find a great team is not just about having a great team, but a great team that's actually being led by a superstar that not only owns the space, but truly knows how to lead at such a high level that it inspires everyone to play even better.
Yeah, you mentioned basketball and football. I mean, the Tour de France, Lance Armstrong, is another great example of a great leader and a great asset, and then creating a great team around it, and then it revolutionizes a sport because it attracts so much attention because it's such an inspiring process to watch.
Absolutely.
That's a great – I mean – you know, one of the other principles in your book, resource management, that's a great example of managing an extremely valuable resource as well, which you can probably, obviously apply to business
You can apply it to anything, right? Just look at your business or look at your life and realize who are you spending your time with, right? I mean, Marilyn Vos Savant talked about, you know, the two things to create massive success and to figure out exactly where you're going. She said, with two questions, I'll tell you exactly where you'll be in 5 years. Number one was, tell me about the books that you read. But number two, which was even more powerful, she said, tell me about the people that you currently spend your time with. You know, and who do you give your time to? See, what I help people understand so often in life and in business is not the time you spent with the wrong person. It's the time you did not spend with the right person.
Yep, and you're... commitment to the end goal. One of the other principles that you talk about is accountability and keeping track of the accomplishments that you're making on a daily basis, which I don't know that a lot of people understand the value of record keeping and accountability.
Yeah, they don't keep score. You know, some of the laws I talk about, I mean, the first one is focus, right? So follow one course until successful. Most people don't get that because they're busy trying to do 15 things and they never do any of them very well. You know, I talk about planning. You know, are you really planning your success? Have you actually taken the time to schedule your success? Because it's either you schedule your success or you plan your failure. You know, are you the innovator or the expert? You know, are you really someone that's leading the field in the space that you're in? You know, one of the biggest laws, and they can get a lot of the laws in the book as well, but one of the things you talk about is communication. I'm a big believer that the quality of your life is in direct proportion to your ability to effectively communicate. It's also the quality of your bank account, the quality of your relationships. It all goes back to your ability to effectively communicate. But for most people, Lisa, it's their ability to effectively communicate with themselves. And through the book and through the courses that we offer, it's allowing people to step into their greatness, step into their vision, and until they experience it, it's hard for them to believe it because the quality of the communication that comes in every day is horrible. I mean, you've heard that saying, garbage in, garbage what?
Out.
Yeah, and that's what people think, but what I've come to believe is that for most people, it's garbage in and garbage stays.
Yeah.
And then where it stays, it literally pollutes your mind to the fact that all of a sudden you believe this is what it's supposed to be. Instead of what your reality truly is that you were born to be great. You were born to be amazing. You were born to do incredible things and serve lots of people. And somewhere along the line, as kids we're told, we're stupid, we're dumb, you're not supposed to have all those things, you're not supposed to be wealthy, you're not supposed to be successful. I mean, even today, whether you're Democrat, Republican, whatever it is, but to knock somebody just because they're successful is terrible. And the message that it gets is that all you're supposed to be is an employee that's never supposed to earn any bit of money, that's never supposed to understand the power of, number one, residual income or building great relationships. You know, there's not one school in the country that teaches kids before eighth grade how to balance a checkbook. There's no schools around the country that teach kids about residual income. When as adults, we all know that, gosh, if just 10% of your income was residual income, you'd buy back 25% of your time.
Well, I think that's a huge lack of information to entrepreneurs who do not have residual income is that they can sell things in a piecemeal way and that they'll be successful. But in the research and the work that I've done, that until you create a residual reoccurring income that comes to you on a regular basis, that the volatility is too challenging for most people to handle from income that's not stable and reoccurring.
Well, you know, the secret is don't change what you're doing. I don't ever tell people that. What I say is commit 5 hours a week to something that you can think of or become or market or promote that can pay you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What most of them is they go overboard. They try to create passive income. It doesn't work for them, so they quit. You know, so, I mean, literally, whether it's an ebook or a download or a video or anything today that literally you can launch stuff now and sell online for less than $12 a month, so you can start a business quickly, right? Then it's just about what are you going to sell? We'll figure out what people are already buying, right? I mean, when the iPhone launched, when the iPhone came to market, it instantly launched a $1 billion aftermarket of all the different aftermarket products. So if you know people will continue to buy iPhones for the next 3, 5, 10 years, come up with something that works with an iPhone that can create some value. I mean, I have a friend of mine that launched an iPhone app, right? And his iPhone app, he sold for $10, Lisa. He was doing $50,000 a day selling a $10 product globally now because iTunes is global, right? And he had a $10 app that was teaching people how to launch an iPhone app.
Yep. There's so many brilliant opportunities. We're going to take another quick break, and when we return, Bill will share with us what has made the biggest impact on his success, and he'll give us some valuable tips for creating more success in today's challenging economy. Stay tuned.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
You feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I'm talking with business success coach Bill Walsh about building your business successfully. So, Bill, one of the challenges that people have is they'll go off on all sorts of little tangents trying to do different things. What is the clue for people to help them know that they're on path and purpose?
Well, that's a great question.
That they're truly tapping into their genius.
Sure. So here's a good question to ask is that, you know, you start with the long-term goal, right? So let's just say that your goal in 2 years, or let's just say 1 year from today, is to build a successful photography business with 1,000 clients, right? Then what I do is, so I have them draw the goal from here's today, a little arrow out 1 year tomorrow, right? Because that year goes by like a day. That's how fast these years go by, right? And then above the line, I have them write down the word values. And the question would be is that, is your long-term goal, first of all, Is it truly in alignment with your values? Are you really doing something that is in alignment with your core? You know, and if it's not, you're never going to get there. And if you do get there, you'll be miserable. You're never going to be happy. And you're going to wind up making a lot of enemies along the way because it's not truly in alignment with who you are. And the second part of the equation, Lisa, is below the line, is I want them to write down the word actions. So now you've got this goal, right? Ask yourself this question every day. Are my long-term goals, are they really truly in alignment with my values and my actions? Because if not, what will happen is that if you're not connected there, you'll spin. And most people go through their entire life spinning. They work for people they Yep. can't stand. They work for people they can't stand in a job that doesn't pay them enough money anyway, right? Because they're not congruent with where they're going, then any path will do. Where I give this simple bit of wisdom is that if you'll just work part-time on your dreams, the funny thing is that your dreams will work full-time on you. And so I don't tell people just go quit your job and live your dreams. No, take the time to truly design a plan that says, here's where I'm going. This is what I absolutely truly would love to do that serves lots of people, lots of opportunity there. And then is it in alignment with your values and your actions? You know, and an example of this is that, you know, one of your long-term goals is to get in great shape, right? It's a value core that you say, gosh, my value is definitely to be in great shape and take care of my body. But your actions are to sit on the couch every day and eat bonbons.
Well, right.
It's never going to happen unless you get off the couch, work on your diet, right? And then work on a little bit of workout occasionally, right? It's never going to happen. You can sit there, you can dream about it all you want. But unless you're willing to align your values with your actions and make sure they're congruent with your long-term goals, you're going to spin and you're going to live somebody else's plan.
Well, and I know that there's a lot of people in corporate America that are either still in jobs that are uninspiring to them, or they've been let go and they're no longer employed. And so they're looking to become entrepreneurs. And I think the great thing that you have available is the courses that you provide, like Rainmaker Summit. So talk to us about what people will get at Rainmaker Summit and why that's such a valuable course for people to take who want to become entrepreneurs. Because I think the misconception that corporate employees have is that they'll just leave the corporate world and become an entrepreneur. But there's a whole different mindset around becoming an entrepreneur.
It is. You know, when you have a job, they tell you what time to show up. They tell you what time to leave. They tell you what time lunch is. You know, someone else is really guiding the ship, so to call it. You know, but when you are an entrepreneur, now you can wake up when you want, you can go to bed when you want, but you have to have even more rigorous, specific principles and programs set in place for you to win in that space, or it's never going to happen. And I watch this happen for a lot of people. You know, they get stuck, and then before you know it, they wonder, well, how do I get out of this, right? They literally are in a place that there's no way they'll get out of it. Because what happens is they get caught up on the lifestyle. So now you're making a couple hundred grand a year in a job. Before you know it, now you got a big mortgage. Now you got this. You got cars. You got all this stuff. And they lock you in to stay there forever. And so at our Rainmaker course, we help you do is, listen, let's take the time, take a weekend to step outside the box, whether you own a business, want to launch a business, grow a business, maybe you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing for the next couple of years. You can come to Rainmaker. We'll help you understand, number one, what does it take to be that great leader? What does it take to be the CEO to run your new dynasty, your business, and to build and run? And the second thing is, you know, what does it look like specifically to really have a great plan, to have all the systems in place? So your website, your iPhone app, your CRM, your joint venture partners, all of your marketing materials, right? What do all those things look like to give that entrepreneur the best chance, the best opportunity to win? And of course, the last part of the equation is to become super accountable. I mean, literally get so laser focused and organized that people around you think you're nuts. Funny thing is that it's the crazy people that usually make all the money. Why is that? Because they're smart enough to realize they don't have all the answers. So Rainmaker is a 2.5-day program followed by a year of follow-up to make sure that you do stay on path, you do stay on purpose. You are connected to a great community of entrepreneurs that are all committed to helping you create even more success. And, of course, you know, our speaker camp lease is also designed for that as well, but that's just at a whole much higher level, designed if somebody wants to sell from the platform and actually build their own course or product to do that. And if that's something they have an interest in, you know, they can hit our website, ipowerteam.com, fill out one of the forms, get with one of our coaches, consultants, and they'll interview them to see if that really is a good fit for them. But they can also go, if you want to go watch the whole presentation, at least they can go to Rainmaker Summit. That's rainmakersummit.com. And there's tons of great giveaways on there as well. There's also a great video on that you can watch called Success by Design that really gives you a great overview of what the Rainmaker program is all about. You know, we now teach that in U.S., Canada, Europe, Caribbean, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, and pretty soon Jakarta, in Indonesia. So it's really neat to see this course has now gone multi-language and multi-country.
Well, and the great thing, like I said earlier, too, is that you've basically created an education process and a system to allow people to become successful entrepreneurs. And so if anybody wants to go down that path, I would strongly suggest that you follow the websites that Bill Walsh has just mentioned. Bill, I want to thank you so much today for being my guest. I think you provide so much valuable information. And I want to thank all of you for listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time next week on Success and Empowerment Radio. I'll be speaking with successful sexuality expert extraordinaire and author Karen Mason. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to a transformative hour of Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and take your personal and professional life to a new level by shattering obstacles and clearing the path for unparalleled success. Lisa Kay inspires individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. This international business consultant, fantastic mother, and mentor is ready to assist you to step into your true power. To schedule your life-changing session with Lisa, call 206-228-6398 and find out more about her show at lisakconsulting.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.